Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We're joined again by our good buddy Kelly. I think it's your second appearance. Is that correct?
It is. Third.
No, second.
Ah, really?
I don't think so.
Nice. Swear to God.
No, because last time we talked about comic show, and then the other time was a long time ago.
No, I think we tried to get me on a long time ago, but last time in the summer was my very first time, I promise.
Was it in the summer? Oh, yeah, because it was very, very hot.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well.
Oh, okay.
It's two.
Well, I'm happy to be back for the second time.
Seems like it's three. Okay.
I'll say this. The same thing I say at the beginning of every show. We have a website. Go there, tiptaptip.com. If you forget it, it's the name of the show.com. You can go there. You can listen onto the site to our show if you have an iPod or an iPad or an iPhone. You can click on the...
I think that you should list every single electronical device right now.
Okay, sure.
If you MP3 player?
Yeah, if you want me to run down.
Radio?
Can I get it on the Atari 2600?
It just comes in as a series of beeps and... But we're working on that. Make ours backwards compatible. Soon to be on punch cards. Yeah, you go there, you subscribe on iTunes, or if you have a smartphone, you can get the Stitcher app, and you can look for us on there. But if you're smart cookie, if you're a really good person, you can go to the iTunes section and give us a nice review, 5-star rating. Tell us that we're fantastic. That, not only would that make us feel good, but it would...
I would like an honest review, please.
We did get an honest review once, remember?
No, don't just ask for a 5-star rating, like an honest review.
I'm fine with a 5-star rating, even if it's insincere.
Even if it's total bullshit.
If I don't know, all the better, right?
Really?
Yeah, I would rather have 10 5-star ratings, maybe two of them sincere.
That mean absolutely nothing.
Wouldn't you be a little suspicious that it's like not the same person rating you over and over again?
If you are the same person, you can log in with different name and password and give us multiple 5-star ratings. That's a good point. Because, or if you have a lot of time in your hands, sign up for like 100 accounts and give us 100 5-star ratings. Don't you think that would be a great idea?
If it's fake, I don't think I like it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you that it's real.
Because it's not real.
I'll tell you that it's real.
Yeah, but then I just say, you're a liar.
Okay. Rochelle did a bunch of driving around today. And
I went far.
She went far.
I felt like I was in a different city, but I was still in Calgary.
I know. That's the fun thing about
Calgary. Yeah, you can just keep going and going and going and going.
See,
I think you could probably drive for like 2 hours and still be in the city, right?
Yeah, if you go from one end to another, definitely.
Yeah.
But
and there's so much space in between places.
Not like Toronto.
Why is that, Kelly? Do you know why that is?
Why is that, Kelly?
I have no idea. But rumor has it that Calgary is the most expensive city in North America.
Actually, it is.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, do they purposely make it so that you have to drive farther?
Well, I just think it's when they were developing the city. Calgary's a rich town, and
everybody wants a single family house.
Yeah, with a huge lot.
Because they're rich, they want to drive more.
No, not necessarily. They
want to spend more time in their overpriced vehicle.
Because they're rich, they want you to drive more.
There we go.
Why would I be going over to that person's house?
It's all your driving skills.
Oh, yeah, free dinner. No, I'm just joking.
All your driving skills, Rochelle. You can become a professional chauffeur.
I did a U-turn today.
Wow.
I think it might have been illegal, but it was fun.
Wow. Well, do you have any other exciting driving stories today? You did a U-turn.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
Did you make a left-hand turn?
Somebody went in front of me and didn't signal, and I was tempted to rear-end them just to be like, fuck you, didn't signal.
This isn't Mario Kart, but, Rochelle.
Yeah, you can't really do that.
There's no turtle shells, no banana peels.
I wish we could do that. That'd be awesome. I just scraped the car off today. It was full of snow. That kind of sucked.
But you had a little adventure at the post office, apparently, right?
Yes, I did.
What happened there?
Well, okay, for one thing, if a post office is there to mail shit, right? Why do they not have those cardboard tubes to put shit in? What the fuck? Like, I couldn't find, all I wanted was a cardboard tube. And I couldn't find anywhere. I went to Canadian Tire and I went to one post office and all they had was little tiny packages. Like, I don't know.
You gotta go to Staples or something to get.
Well, that's what she said. Go to Staples. And I'm like, this is so dumb. All I want to do is mail this rolled up canvas painting. That's it.
Did you swear at this lady, Rochelle?
No, I just...
Did you call her a bitch?
No. I just said to her, like, are you sure you don't have any, like, rolls in the back that you know, that might be garbage or whatever? And she's like, yeah, but they're just for Canada Post posters. And I was like, well, take the posters out and then just put my name.
Let me say this. Well, I will say this because...
And she's like, no, I can't do that.
That's bullshit because I actually used to work at one of those postal outlets... Like years ago, actually, I think the same one that you actually went to today, in fact.
Yeah, but that wasn't that's not the one I just talked about, though.
But and people would ask for those rolls in the back. I would just give them out because we're gonna throw them out anyways, right?
Exactly. Hello, it's not breaking the rules. It's just improvising.
It's like you take this thing, it's free. I don't have to deal with the transaction and gets you out quicker.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I know.
And I can just kind of sit in the back and...
It's like, you know, it's because she's a young little chick. She's like, I can't do that.
Well, she probably did something like that before and got in trouble. It's like, you remember a couple of years back, the story
really,
about the...
How could they get in trouble for that? It's not a part of their inventory or anything.
But it's a big corporation. Remember when that story about the lady giving a Timbit to like a one-year-old kid for free, just out of the kindness of her heart, and she got fired from Tim Hortons?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I do.
Are you serious? A Timbit is like 25 cents or something.
I know, but she got fired for giving away the merchandise.
Holy shit.
Well, yeah, that's exactly.
It makes me not like Tim Hortons anymore.
In addition to not liking Canada Post?
Well, I don't like Canada Post because they're stupid.
They're stupid.
Yeah. Okay. So I had to drive to a different Canada Post, and then they had tube things there, but they weren't long enough because they only have one kind of fucking box tube thing. And so the person had to, like, put the tube things together. And then as he's finished putting through my transaction, I'm, like, just checking over the receipt. And I don't normally do that, but it's because someone else was paying for the shipping that I was like, okay, maybe I should. So I check it over, and he charged me $10 twice for a fuel surcharge.
What?
I know.
For a poster tube, $10 fuel surcharge?
For mailing it. So there's the express post charge, and then there was a $10 fuel surcharge, and then another $10 fuel surcharge, and then the insurance that I bought on it.
Mm.
And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And so I showed it to him and he's looking at it and he just taking his sweet ass time. And I think he was just waiting, like he was pausing. And I think he was just waiting for me to be like, whatever, it's okay. It's just $10. But I just kept on waiting with him.
Well, that's $10. That's a lot of money.
I know. I'm thinking like I could buy gum with the $10. I could buy chocolate bars. And then he goes and gets his calculator and he starts going through the numbers really slowly, not really figuring anything out. And then finally, you know, he's like, Oh yeah. I'll put it through again. So he puts it through again. And then he finishes off the transaction. And then I'm still waiting there and I'm like, aren't you supposed to give me the $10 back now?
Yeah.
Like, I had to actually ask him to give me the $10 back. Isn't that fucking weird?
Government. That's our government at work.
No, it's not the government. It's, you know, Canada Post is...
Isn't it a part of the government, though?
No, it was a small convenience store that
because technically, the outlets, they aren't Canada Post, right? But the carriers and the drivers are, right?
Yeah.
So it's... certain sort of weird thing.
I thought that was a really weird situation.
Speaking of Canada Post, I know I've mentioned this on the show before, but I don't think you've heard this story. This is a time where I almost got into a fight with Jan Arden when I was working
this
at it.
This is like, are you going to tell this story until you're 60 to like everybody?
Well, it's relevant because you were talking about Canada Post.
I know, but I think you've already told people twice on the podcast.
All right, never mind. I'll just refer to, I'll give you the episode. But anyways, I almost got into a fight.
With Jan Arden, no
With
less.
Jan Arden.
Wow.
It got pretty heated. I had to call.
Well, now you have to say it because.
Well, okay, fine. I was working at the post outlet. It used to be near, on 17th Avenue near the, crappy pizza place, just, in that, what is the name of that complex? The one where the Yard House is, right?
Yeah.
The post outlet used to be there. It's now located on the corner of 17th Avenue and 4th Street. And, what happened, right, is I was working there. I was working the counter.
So you worked for the people who tried to rip your wife off?
No, that couple have actually sold the business to the people who tried to rip you off today. Jan Arden comes in, and she's wanting to do a change of address, right? Now, there's two different prices for a change of address, one for personal and one for business, right? Now, she fills out the form. She's with... I guess I don't know who she came in with, but
her lesbian lover.
I'm not saying anything because came in with a friend, right? But this is irrelevant.
Did she look like a dyke?
This has nothing to do with the story, all right? She's filling out this
I'm
form.
Trying to make the story more interesting.
The interesting part is coming up.
For me.
All right. Anyways. So she fills out this form and I look at it and it clearly has the name of the business, right? So I go through and I ask for a credit card, at which point I noticed the name of the credit card. It didn't occur to me until that point. I'm like, all right, so I ring it through for the business price. And she goes, well, that's the wrong price. I'm like, it should be the lower price. I'm like, well, no, it's not because it's the name of the business. You filled out the business. There's two different prices. One for personal. So if Rochelle is changing her address or having her mail redirected from such and such to another address, it'd be one price. But anyways, so it got to a point where I'm arguing back and forth with her, right? And it got pretty heated. So I had to get another coworker of mine just to kind of verify it, even though I knew I was right. And then just go, okay, yes, it is in fact the should be this price, Jan Arden. Please pay this money. And
it's a lot more because I know I
it is like at least $100 more. That's why.
Wow. It's like stupid. But
Jan Arden can afford it. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, she only had one big hit.
She's still selling albums.
Living off the royalties of that.
Yeah. She's still selling albums.
What was the business? Was it her restaurant?
I don't even recall what name of it.
I went to that restaurant once.
The Arden. Is that what it was called?
But anyways, 17? Yeah. So she.
Yeah, that one.
She paid the money and left. There's my story.
I went with my uncle and stuff, and he didn't even know that it was owned by Jan Arden.
Really?
It was on 17th Ave, right the Boston Pizza. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then it got turned into a Boston Pizza.
No, it's the place next to it. Now it's like a Vietnamese place.
Okay. Sure. There you go.
Kelly, do you have any mailing stories?
I don't. No.
Do you mail?
I do mail less frequently now in this age of super technology, but I do use the mail quite a bit. But no good stories. Yeah. Although I remember being a teenager and sending letters to my fanzine friends, and we'd take glue stick and glue over top of the stamp. That way, when they stamped, you could peel the stamp off and wash off the glue and reuse the stamp.
I didn't know that trick. Yeah,
it was very punk rock.
That's awesome.
You used to do zines or stuff like that?
Yeah.
So you put the stamp on, and then you put glue over top of the stamp.
Like a glue stick. Yeah. Glue stick. Just rub it on.
Doesn't it just get it really sticky?
Well, it does, but then you soak the stamp in hot water.
It gets the glue off.
And then it
gets the mark off, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're ripping off Canada Post.
I know. Bad.
Have you ever written a letter to Santa?
Not in recent memory, no.
You can do that, you know.
Yeah, I know. Did you know that Santa's not real?
Who cares? I think it'd be really funny to write a letter and ask for something really dirty and see what Canada Post replies.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, like, you know how it works.
You're like, dear Santa, can I have a rubber fist for Christmas?
But where would that?
It's my mommy's favorite toy.
But where would you fit on the list, though? Would that be like a naughty gift or a nice gift? Would you get it? Would you get the gift because you're nice, and you know, nice people get gifts?
Yeah.
But, it's very confusing. But you know that the way it works is if you do send a letter to, you can actually send a letter to Santa Claus, right?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But they're replied to by, I think, volunteers, right? It's volunteer senior citizens. Right?
Wow.
So I don't know if I'd want to be.
Oh, that's so funny. We should totally do it.
Sure. Let's do that.
We can write one to Santa from our cat.
Are you drunk?
No.
Okay.
I was thinking about that when I saw the commercial.
Oh, there's a commercial for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. U.S. Congress rules that pizza is a vegetable.
I hear.
Yes. Have you heard this?
It was on Colbert or Jon Stewart. Okay. I can't remember which one.
What the fuck? Is that for real?
Yeah. American lawmakers have ruled that the amount of tomato paste in pizza sauce means that pizzas can be counted as a vegetable.
That's just... No.
Well, like, they were less lobbied by the manufacturers of said pizza sauce.
Yeah, politicians had been lobbied heavily by the frozen food industry, who didn't want to see a major revenue stream cut off, given how often pizza is found on the menus of school canteens in the U.S.
Oh, that's why, because the whole, like, making their kids not fat anymore by...
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter, as long as you can make money.
The salt industry, potato growers, and some...
So what company? McCain?
Well, I don't know whoever supplies in the...
It was a lobbyist probably on behalf of a lot of manufacturers.
Yeah.
I don't think that they can do that.
They do this all the time.
That's like saying French fries is a vegetable. They probably say French fries. And then chicken McNuggets is a meat. So really, what... All their kids will still be obese then, and they will still have diabetes. They're not solving anything. That's dumb.
Yeah. And it's the salt industry, potato growers, and some conservative politicians who said that the federal government shouldn't be involved in telling children what to eat also lobbied against the change. After some debate, Congress voted that anything containing 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce can be labeled a vegetable, putting pizza into the vegetable category. So when
somebody- anything containing 2 tablespoons, but the thing is, like, the pizza sauce is, It's a sauce. Like,
2 tablespoons isn't a lot of, like...
No, and the majority of pizza is just dough and cheese.
Yeah. So you get your vegetables, your dairy, your meats.
Fuck.
Your grains.
Your grains. It's a completely balanced meal right there.
So when kids go to school in the States, do they have to eat at the cafeteria? Like, is it a part of the curriculum or something? Or do they... Because... I don't know. I didn't grow up with a cafeteria in my school. Did you?
I didn't. I don't think it's...
I was like for rich kids.
I don't think it's mandatory, but I think parents can pay a certain amount and have their kids just eat there.
So why don't they just not... Like, if the parents don't want their kids to be obese, why don't they just not have them eat at the cafeteria?
Well, because they're on the board of the pizza manufacturer.
It's all a conspiracy. It's all one hand shaking the other. Got one pocket in the hand of the
everybody's
pocket of
groping
the,
everybody
yeah,
else.
Things, stuff like that. I don't know.
Hmm.
Pizza every day.
That's so gross.
Yep, indeed. Have you watched the new Twilight movie, Kelly? I'm sure you have.
Twice.
Fuck, are you kidding me?
I've never seen a Twilight movie, unfortunately.
Well, I actually saw part two. And that was only because I was staying at...
I want to rent it. Can I rent it? I want to rent it.
It's still in the theaters.
Oh.
Yeah, so we can't rent it. Sorry. But if you are in the theaters...
I know it's going to be really dumb.
Well, you know what the fourth book is about, right? But yeah. Apparently,
do you want me to tell you, Kelly?
Oh, we're going to ruin it for you.
Oh, no.
I know you're like probably really into the books and stuff secretly, right?
Totally.
But apparently, I'm going to ruin it for you.
Do I have the book still, or no, I don't.
You may have given it to your sister.
I think I gave it to my sister. But
apparently, there's this love affair between this 200-something-year-old vampire and this 18-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Strangely, no one has brought up the fact that he's
dead.
Well, not only that, but he's pining over some teenage girl, and he's clearly like almost 200 years her senior. Nobody's ever brought that part up, but regardless.
I don't think that's really that big of a deal. I think the big deal is he's dead. He lives off of blood, and yet he can get her impregnated.
Oh, yeah, and that's...
She's just a regular girl, or is she a vampire, too?
She's not a vampire. But vampires are not alive. They don't have sperm and cells and shit like that.
Well, apparently this one does.
Apparently this one does. And
that is... It's so dumb.
So in the movie, they get married, and he knocks up...
Yeah, and... Well, I talked about how, the author of the Twilight series is Mormon, right? And so she totally hides all of her viewpoints in the book.
Yeah.
So they don't ever actually have sex until they're married.
Of course.
And, one of my clients was telling me that you can buy, vibrators now.
It's funny because I actually was.
That can be frozen. So that it's like you're fucking a vampire.
I was actually,
he's dead because he's cold. And then I'm like, that's kind of funny because the author is Mormon and she didn't really realize that she's encouraging necrophilia.
Actually, it's funny you should mention that because in my pre-show preparation, I was actually following the logical conclusion and actually did go to the end up going to the website that did sell the Twilight themed. Dildos, but they didn't explicitly say that they were for the movie, right? But they drop hints, within the description of the product.
Like, they sparkle.
Oh yeah, they did mention that. It's like, perfect for you and your lover under a new moon. And da 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 da.
Do you know anything about the?
But unfortunately, like the
about Twilight.
No, just that it's about vampires and there's like some good looking teenagers on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So the lady changes the vampire thing by saying that the vampires can actually go out in the sunlight. They won't die. Right. They just sparkle.
Personally, I like
it. It's so dumb.
But actually, this site that I ended up on that was selling these is actually more oriented towards, the dudes like dudes kind of sex toys.
Because those are your favorite sites, right?
No, I just clicked on the link. It's like, okay, well, because I was doing some research, and then like next thing I do, I'm on the site and I see like these two shirtless dudes, and then like one's behind like Heather, and they're just like giving this look. Like, and this is bad for radio, but just the kind of like staring off into the distance, looking like
you looking at me.
And then at that point, I'm like, well, I it's not really something to bring up on the show. But anyways, in this movie,
I would think that the gay dudes would be more into the wolf guy because he runs around naked and he's always not wearing a shirt.
Yeah,
and he's muscular.
Apparently, the scene in the birthing scene in this latest movie has been causing a lot of trouble. So.
To love.
To cherish.
It's getting rave reviews and so far has grossed $489 million worldwide.
This is how I'll remember you.
However, amid the blockbuster bliss are blues said to come from the red and white flashing lights in the controversial, gory Bella birthing scene.
Kept doing flashes of red and black and white.
Brandon Gephardt is not alone in claims of seizures or blackouts after viewing Twilight Breaking Dawn.
Next thing I know, I'm waking up to like everyone shaking me and the whole theater is like looking at me.
All right.
Wow.
Apparently.
Are you serious?
Apparently this scene has given people seizures. Well, some people across the country just because it's flashing and I guess the content and stuff like that. But never mind. The question should be asked is why is he even at this movie to begin with? But maybe he made a deal with his wife that if he goes to this, she'll go to the Expendables 2 when it comes out. Right?
That doesn't sound like a good deal.
That doesn't sound worth it.
No, actually, it's...
Would your wife do that?
No, she wouldn't go to Twilight. She wouldn't go to the Expendables either. I tried to get her and no luck.
No. It's good you and Eric can go together.
Nice.
Dr. Paul Worrell says there's a medical explanation to the seizure saga. Photosensitive epilepsy.
People actually do have seizures on rare occasion when exposed to bright flashing lights.
Dr. Worrell has treated epileptic and even sleep disorder patients for decades.
Anyways, so these people are just having a lot of trouble with this movie.
Well, that makes I mean, I'm no doctor, but at the theater, like when we do shows that have a strobe effect, we are obligated to put up a warning strobe effect in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So, I mean, it's a thing. People do get seizures from flashing lights.
It makes sense, though, because there are certain things, like when we saw, it wasn't a flashing light, but when we saw this movie a few weeks ago, the person who was presenting it at the beginning actually mentioned, like, you know, there's a lot of handheld
Melancholia.
Shots.
Melancholia?
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of handheld shots. It may make you sick. And, you know.
And then one of our friends actually did feel nauseous because the camera was kind of shaky.
Yeah, it's like that sort of handheld effect. And I didn't find it that bad because.
I didn't really even notice it.
Yeah, compared to like other movies I've seen with that sort of thing. But
I think what makes me feel sick in movies is when they do the quick editing, you know, like. When people are fighting or something or car chases, like when they flash it back from one person to the other person,
and
that
you can't keep up.
No, I can't. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Especially if you're in the theater and you're sitting too close.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. That makes me feel really ill.
Hmm. Hmm. Ottawa.
What?
Ottawa has made a big decision.
Want to get rid of the American embassy that looks like shit?
Yeah, it does look like shit, but that's not what they're talking about. A Catholic school in Ottawa has decided to ban yoga pants outright.
We
talked about maybe a couple.
What's with all these schools making really weird rules?
I don't know. Like, I think it was somewhere in the States, but there was a school, maybe it's Canada, a school that banned balls.
Yeah.
Like we actually on the playground.
We talked about that on the last show.
Yeah, we talked about that in the last show.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Just because one parent complained about a ball hitting her in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
You know what they should do at the next school council meeting is this is when this parent comes up and complains, they go, "You're out of line," and just throw a fucking ball right at her head. That's what you get for asking us to do stupid things, but. But anyways, students at a Catholic high school in South Ottawa are protesting a dress code that requires a long skirt shirt be worn with form-fitting yoga pants. And you'll have to pardon my teenage speak here because I'm going to this is a quote from some of the students. Everyone's like, "The school's so lame, I want to move out. Like, it's bad." said Crystal Gomez, who joined.
Try and do that with a female voice.
I'm a bad impressionist.
Come on, do it. Oh, Kelly wants to see your acting skills, and then you're going to be in the next play.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
As a teenager.
Consider this an unofficial audition, all right? Who joined about 300 other students in signing a petition protesting the requirement. Everyone's like, going to wear it anyway? See if the school's going to suspend us anyway. Another girl said. Emily DeVenz walked into school in her favorite lycra pants without the required long shirt. "I'm pretty angry because I'm one of these girls who wears Lulus every single day," DeVenz said. "They already banned ripped jeans, skinny jeans, and jeggings. So I was pretty upset. Because that kills my whole wardrobe."
What was the third one on that list?
Jeggings.
What's that?
Kelly, come on. Live in a bubble.
No, I'm just old.
I didn't know what they were before.
You're not a girl either. So.
I didn't know what they were either, but their leggings, which look like jeans, right? They have like a denim type pattern.
Never even knew such a thing existed.
Yeah. So. They're leggings, and then they have, like, all the lines on it and everything to make them look like jeans.
crazy.
I know. So that if you're really fat and you can't get into the skinny jeans.
Yeah. I'll show you a photo afterwards of Conan O'Brien in jeggings.
They're pretty disgusting, I think. Yeah.
Mothers who dropped off their teens at the school Wednesday joined the debate. I've seen it really form-fitting that I can see the outline of everything on their body, one said. It just adds too much temptations for the boys at the school. But another wasn't so sure. It's people's own judgment. My girls are tiny and kind of sporty, so I think they look cute in them. The Catholic school board said it has no plans to change the policy on form-fitting pants. So there you go. It's uproar at the Catholic school. They want to wear their...
What do you think? I know you hate Lulus. What do you think, Kelly?
Two minds, right? Like, I am a male, and there is something about seeing a nice pair of Lulus walking down the street. But at the same time, it seems very impractical to me.
No, but I think it's different for a junior high.
Oh, totally. Well,
like a 14-year-old girl, wouldn't that kind of fuck your head up a little bit? Totally. Because you'd see her and you'd be like, "Well, that's hot. Oh, wait, she's 14.
I know, and that was enough.
Yeah. But I mean, you can say that about, you know, like the tight jeans, everything that girls wear right now.
Well, that's the thing.
Where
do you draw the line, right? Yeah. Like, you know, when we went to high school, girls didn't dress like that, or not in my school anyway.
I know, but that was the style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember baggy jeans and because it was the whole grunge look. Like, everything was baggy.
I remember this one particular episode of Who's the Boss when Sam was going to a Beastie Boys concert and then Tony said he was going to go and she was so embarrassed because he's her dad. And then he came running down the stairs and his jeans were ripped. And then all of a sudden Sam thought that he was the coolest dad in the world. And then they went to the concert. And that's my opinion on this issue.
Well, Tony is the coolest dad.
The girls that want to wear the tight Lululemons, then they have to hang out with their moms wearing...
No, they actually have to hang out with Tony Danza and Rip Jeans. Any controversial subject can be related and solved by referring to a Who's the Boss episode.
It's true.
Anything. That or an episode of...
I used to think Tony Danza was hot.
He's a good-looking dude.
He is. He still is a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
He's held up well.
Yeah, he has.
You seen him lately? Good-looking older dude.
No, I haven't seen him lately.
Okay. Anyways,
I think that Lululemons are sweatpants.
They are sweatpants.
That they should be worn like sweatpants for, you know.
You know, I think the world really needs, like... The 80s style gray sweatpants to come in style or back style, like not like we're talking like elastic cuffs at the legs, like maybe like elastic
baggy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you say like Lululemons are sweatpants.
Essentially, they are.
When we were in high school, if we wore sweatpants, we'd be beat up. Mm-hmm. It just was a faux pas.
Yeah, it was not cool at all.
No, not at all.
I know. Yeah, I think it's just because they're tight.
Yeah.
All the fashion right now is very... I guess, like, for young girls, is very exposed.
Like, tight or just, like, showing a lot of skin?
Showing a lot of skin.
Well, same goes for, like, guys' fashions, right? With all the jeans and shit, right?
What?
Like, with the skinny jeans, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
The ball.
I don't know. I think the only way to prevent, like, for the parents who don't want their kids wearing the Lulus because they're too tight and blah, 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 I think the only way to prevent that is to put your kid in an all-girls school or something like that.
No, the way you do
like,
it.
If you're really worried about it. It's true. Because you can't
protect them from everything.
No,
you can't protect them from fashion trends. Move to a country where the ladies wear those... burkas or something.
Oh, yeah, very good. Because that'll solve the problem. I got the perfect solution.
Burkas made out of Lulu material.
There you go.
I got the perfect solution to this problem. You know, as, you know, if I was a mother.
Wrap your kid in a burlap sack.
It's like, I'd say, hey, child, so make you a deal. You can wear these, but when I buy them, I buy two pairs, two identical pairs. You wear one and I wear one. And the day that you wear that, I'll wear the identical pair. And then I'll follow you around everywhere.
That sounds stupid, Eric. That would not work. That means that you'd have to go to school with your kid.
No, but like, I would embarrass the kid to the point.
No, if you look like a retard, you're the one who's going to feel like a retard, and your kid's going to be like, whatever.
No, but
I don't know. I think parents, and not that I'm a parent, but there's a certain obliviousness to looking retarded that the kids are hyper aware of that parents just don't care. You know?
Yeah, because as you get older, you don't give a shit about yourself anymore.
What?
Is that what you're saying?
Partially.
Give up.
But there are things that there's meaning.
You know what? When I'm 50, I'm just going to have a whole wardrobe of moo-moos. Like the chick from Three's Company.
Mrs. Roper. Yeah.
What's her voice like again?
I haven't watched that show in years. I don't know.
What's her husband's name?
Mr. Roper. I don't know his first name.
Stanley. Yeah. She's like, Stanley.
That's a very good impression of Mrs. Roper.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wear a moo-moo and then I'm going to be like, Eric, where's my fucking chocolate?
We just got cable in our house, so yeah. I've actually watched a few episodes of Three's Company lately, and that show was ahead of its time. I remember watching it as a little kid, and like probably more than half the jokes went right over my head. And watching it now, it's raunchy.
Oh, yeah.
It's so hilarious.
Because when I was a kid,
I should watch it again because I don't really remember.
When I was a kid, like when I was young and watching it, I had no idea that it was about Jack Tripper pretending to be gay in order.
Oh, really?
In order to live with these two women, because I guess finding an apartment in San Francisco was difficult at that time, right? So, like, whenever Mr. Roper come around, I'm Jack Tripper. I'm super gay. Brr, 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 brr.
Oh, I didn't know that. I should really watch it again.
Yeah, like, and then.
Well, what's really great about that series, too, I mean, besides the adult humor, is John Ritter. That guy was such a great physical comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the falls that he would do, and he had a rubber body. He was awesome on that show.
Yeah, one of my clients, she was actually, you know her, she was telling me about this movie that he's in, but now I can't remember what it's called.
Problem Child.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I know.
Not that. With a dude from Belky's in it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the one he didn't, like late 80s, that sort of sex comedy where he's going around?
What's it called?
I don't recall, but I remember there was one scene involving a glow-in-the-dark condom. Yeah,
I don't know. I just like that guy who played Belky.
I know.
I really like Belky.
He didn't do anything after that, I guess.
I know.
He did one of the Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Yeah, and then
that was it.
And he did
Perfect Strangers. Yeah. Yeah, I like the vests that he had all the time.
Dance of Joy.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. That was my dad's favorite TV show growing up. He would imitate Belky all day long.
Oh no.
Hanson, you know the band Hanson?
That's the two brothers?
Three brothers.
Oh, yeah.
The musical brothers, Isaac.
They must be really old now.
They're in their like 20s-ish.
I remember the oldest one not being very good looking.
No. I guess of the three brothers, he's the least good looking. But
that
anyway.
That would suck.
For
him.
The musical brothers, Isaac Taylor and Zach Hanson, are in the process of developing an Indian Pale Ale, which they plan to release in early 2012, and are going to name the beverage Hop after their biggest hip, Bop. This is true. I verify this information. I like to make sure that anything I say on the show is true.
So I always thought that Hanson, they were like a hardcore Christian band or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can enjoy beer.
Yeah, of course.
Zach said, of course we make records. They're fundamental to what we do. But we wanted to create a brand so that our fans can have a greater experience. So then they get drunk at their concerts and tell them to play that song. What is vital is that Hanson merchandise is quality and not made solely with the purpose of profit. We have a board game and even a record player to play our last record on. But we'll never make dolls, lunchboxes, or toothbrushes that play our songs, for example. So, I guess it's when hop.
So, what are you saying, Eric? Are you saying that we need to come out with some better tip tap tip merchandise?
I think we got to move beyond the shirts. I think we got to.
Let's do vibrators.
Sure. Let's fucking. Let's do it.
Frozen vibrators, though.
Yeah. Can we do popsicle vibrators?
Popsicle vibrators? Like the?
No, I guess that wouldn't really work.
You eat them when you're done with it.
Like, how would this work? So what you're saying is it would melt and there'd be like a sticky...
I'm sure it would sell.
Okay, fine. I guess that one wouldn't really work.
Oh, I'm sure it would. There's a fetish for everything. Just look on the internet.
Yeah, but it might cause
problems.
Problems.
I require the assistance of a doctor. Yeah. Or a couple pills. Okay, maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe we should move into other.
What kind of merchandise does Sage have?
T-shirts.
T-shirts and pins. Although we have to get our pins redone. But T-shirts and pins. No one wants to buy merchandise from a theater company. Tickets are expensive enough as it is.
What are you talking about? Your tickets are cheap.
Well, relatively speaking, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean, still $25-$30 for a theater ticket is the going rate, but...
I know, but it's not very much. Like people, no, but like for a concert or something, people pay $60 to like $100.
Oh, I agree. I think it's a steal of a deal.
Yeah.
But I think the general perception, that's why, you know, how many people actually go to theater? Just a small handful of us. So not many of those people are going to want to buy a t-shirt.
I think some people are scared to go to theater.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Why? That's interesting, yeah.
Because I think they think it's like, that's only for like artsy people.
You're right.
You know, that they think that they won't like it or they won't understand it or it's, you know, they're going to walk in and it's going
to
be.
They have to bring their top hat and tails and a monocle and.
Yeah. There's definitely a stigma of
which is totally not
disinclusion. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big word, Kelly.
I use the thesaurus.
You shouldn't use that word with normal people.
I don't even know if that's a real word.
Just stick to two-syllable words. That's really all our audience can handle. actually, speaking of Sage Theater, you have something coming up which you guys do every year, the Ignite Festival.
That's right.
It's where it's like a think tank where people get together, they work shit out.
Kind of, yeah.
It's like this intense thing. People who want to sort of work an idea, kind of flesh it out, make it happen, and see where they can take it. It's happening January 5th. I guess January 5th is the deadline.
Is the deadline for submission. The festival itself isn't until June.
Okay.
But the deadline for submissions is January 5th. And then from that point
on. So what do you
on,
have to do? What do you have to do to submit? Like, you have to.
Well, there's a lot of different criteria, right? Depends what your discipline is. You know, we accept script submissions from emerging playwrights. If you're an actor, we accept headshots and resumes. We accept resumes from directors, choreographers, designers, dancers. And if you have a specific project that you want to work on, we accept a submission based on that specific project. But it's all new work created by emerging artists, which is basically means, you know, young artists in the initial stages of a professional career. And that's, yeah. And so it all comes together. And in June, we have a 3-day festival at the Pump House Theater that last year, I think we debuted, I think, about 14 new pieces, individual pieces. And, we had a visual arts gallery where we had, I think close to 20 visual artists, you know, premiering pieces there. And it's just a really cool festival, a really cool event.
And then do you do all that at the Pump House?
Yeah, well, mostly. All the performances are at the Pump House. This year we will have an art gallery who's coming on board as a sponsor.
Nice.
And so we'll have a satellite venue, which will be this art gallery.
Okay. What art gallery?
I don't know if I can say yet because we're just finalizing the deal.
Oh, okay.
So next time.
Fair enough.
Nice. I might have to give you some of my paintings then to hang up.
Totally.
Yeah. Give me a show, Kelly.
I'm really good at doing impressions of teenage girls who are upset that they can't wear.
Yeah, that's what you should do, Eric. Your submission will be
a one-man show.
Eric impressions of teenage girls.
Theater of the mind. Theater of the mind. Like what? Turn around. So, you know,
do
teenage
it.
Girl.
And
I can. I'm also very good at doing a homosexual robot. You laugh, Rochelle, but I did it fucking spot on last time.
The whole end of our last show is Eric talking as a robot. I didn't think you were calling it a homosexual robot.
Well, you called it.
Yeah, because it's.
I thought it was.
Okay, do it.
You want me to do it?
Do it. Yeah.
Let me just work myself up to this.
Do you remember that show Sliders?
Oh, geez.
No, I don't. I don't think. I know it. I know the name, but yeah. I've never seen
Who's
it.
Who's the main actor that's in it? The guy married to Rebecca Romijn.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
It's the show that made him famous. And so the beginning of the show, Eric always has to do the intro.
I can't remember the intro.
It's that. No, that
I would say the show that made Jerry O'Connell famous is My Secret Identity. You guys remember that?
No, that one was after.
Oh, was it? Okay.
My Secret Identity.
It's a really bad kid show in the 80s.
Huh.
Oh, no. Actually, that probably was...
Interesting.
What was that one about?
It was about Jerry O'Connell played a teenage kid who had a superpower, but I can't remember anything about it.
Could he fly?
Something like that. He had like a propulsion device that helped him to fly, but I can't remember.
I recognize the title.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Very vague memories.
Yeah. Sliders, I think, probably came after that because he's not a teenager. He's like maybe 20
he's a young adult.
Or 18 or something. Oh. And he basically creates this electronic device that creates a wormhole so he can slide from like one Earth to another Earth.
Parallel Earths.
And so he always lands in like San Francisco. Yeah. And the whole beginning of it is just
stupid.
It's retarded. Yeah. Do your impression of that first. One's really funny. What if you could slide from one world to another world? Sliders.
I'm not going to do that.
Anyway, so that's how Eric came up with the whole robot thing is
because there's an episode about robots and.
But the way that the way that you knew they were robots is because they were wearing pleather, orange pleather outfits.
Nice.
Can't you tell that I am a robot by my orange pleather outfit and my blinking lights on the back of my head? Come here, you. Appear to be some sort of bioelectrical creature who does not belong in this earth. My sensors seem to indicate I can't even do this. You look like famous actor Jerry O'Connell, but you who was also in My Secret Identity and also in Stand By Me. Okay.
Sliders.
Anyways, let's get back to that.
It's the best part about Netflix is watching all that old
stuff. Yeah.
There's so many.
You have Netflix too?
We used to cancel it because there's a lot of crap on there.
There's a lot of crap.
But there is.
You learn to like that crap. Like I never would have watched Sliders. Never would have given a second thought had they not had all the seasons. And I had a lot of time in the evenings. I'm like, all right, I'll give you a season or two. And now the show's kind of at this point where it's going downhill. So I'm giving it up on it.
You're a nerd.
I am a nerd. I make no apologies for that. You know, between watching that, X-Files, Quantum Leap.
Hell yeah. Quantum Leap is a great show.
It is a fantastic show.
I know.
And, yeah. Back to the episode where Scott Bakula quantum leaps into the body of a pregnant teenager. He does that one episode. That's in an upcoming episode.
Really?
Guaranteed. I'm not joking. It actually is.
I thought the one where he jumped into a mentally handicapped.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that was great.
He looks in the mirror.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
He looks in the mirror. He's like, I'm retarded. I'm like, what the fuck, Scott Bakula? You can say that, even though we've apparently been dropping the R word all over this episode, Rochelle.
What? No, I haven't.
You totally like said it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to say it in the mean way.
Oh, okay. But only in the Scott in the Quantum Leap way.
I meant to say in the Quantum Leap way. You know why? It's because I I think we were watching a comedian and he was like saying how it sucks because you can't say all these words anymore. And I kind of agreed with him. I was like, yeah, it does totally. Kind of suck yeah. because everybody thinks that you're a total asshole if you say the, you know, gay and retarded and all that kind yeah. of stuff. So then I just started saying it.
The PC police will get you.
Yeah. Like I even named a haircut the retard haircut.
Yeah, and apparently that's what I get every single time.
It's the one where you don't have to do anything to it. You just wake up and it just looks good because it's so short.
I need that haircut.
Yeah, actually, look at it. It's so short. You don't have to do anything to it.
Totally.
Anyway, speaking of words you can't say, here's a quick commercial about not saying gay.
That rail's so gay! Oh, my. What are you doing? Ow! God! What was that for? Don't say gay! It's me!
And then his younger brother smacks him again in the face.
For being stupid.
When you say that something is gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
That's yeah. not a real commercial.
That commercial is gay. Completely.
It's kind of funny because what's the description for the word gay in the dictionary?
Well, happy. Yeah, the original...
Yeah.
And I think as...
How can it all of a sudden mean so many different things?
Well, I think as far as, I think, like, the 1930s and 40s, it was still used, like, in songs and in...
Totally.
And in just in, like, common language that then somewhere around...
Yeah, like, I remember this piano song and the lyrics were, I like to play music that's like gay.
The fucking Flintstones theme song. We'll have that's a gay right. old time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then what was like the 60s?
So when did yeah. that... When did it ever start... When did it ever change?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And that doesn't make any sense. Is it just because all homosexual people are over, like, are happy?
No, it's just...
I don't get it.
I know so lots weird. Of homosexual people are not happy.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. It's the same with, like, you know, in the UK, they call cigarettes fags.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Why do they call... What?
Just, I don't know, just... It's what they do.
Oh, because you suck radio. On it.
You didn't see the gesture.
But you just described it, so we can. Anyway. I will say things. If you have any topic ideas, any questions, stories, anything you'd like to share.
Nobody ever sends us topic ideas, Eric. And nobody ever sends us.
Well, somebody on Twitter sent me a story idea about. Somebody who was going out with this woman found out that she was cheating on him, and he was a tattoo artist, and then he tattooed a big pile of shit on her back. But then that story turned out to be false, so that's why I didn't bring it up. So it showed actually the picture of like this big steaming pile of shit. Like full back tattoo of a stinging pile
that's
of shit on this.
Disgusting.
But I looked into it further, and then the story turned out to be false. So there's an example.
The tattoo was like a fake tattoo, or was it just someone else's tattoo?
No, it was a real tattoo, but like so. But,
why would you get a steaming pile of shit?
Someone out there got that tattoo for real.
But somebody took the image and then they invented a story around it, and then some news outlets picked it up. Didn't bother to verify it, and then I looked into it further, and then it seems to be false. So,
because we do our thorough research at Tip Top Tip Headquarters. Yeah, we
between looking for Twilight dildos and shit tattoos, we like to make sure that the information that we give you is on the level, right?
It's like the worst tattoo idea ever.
Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah, but somewhere there out there is a woman. Who for some reason has a steaming pile of shit on her back now might have nothing to do with the story that was picked up in the newspapers, but the picture's there. So I don't know why that would happen. Maybe she lost a bet. Maybe she didn't know what she was doing, but,
weird.
Yeah, just going to have to wear, nothing with scoop necks and nothing with backless dresses. So. There you go. I can't think of a worse tattoo, to be honest with you.
I'm trying to think.
Well, I don't know if it's worse, but the tattoos that I think are awful are when people get tattoos of their kids' faces done by really bad artists. I don't know, you see them on the internet and stuff, and these little kids' faces, they look like zombies, and they're so creepy. And it's like, why would you want that to be the lasting memory?
Like the black and gray ones?
Yeah, some of them are, and they're just like, they're usually just by bad artists.
Yeah, I've seen them, and they
look like zombies.
Yeah, they're just badly shaded, and they look kind of weird and stuff like that. So. Or you could get a piece of shit.
I just really don't like those Celtic tattoos.
The crosses?
Yeah.
Yeah, that every second person seems to have.
And girls that have daisy tattoos.
On their lower back.
Or daisy chains.
Mm-hmm. Or I guess in the late 90s when barbed wire around your bicep was cool.
Yeah, totally. And any sort of cartoon character. Why? Why would you do that?
Because in 1988, getting the Tasmanian devil on your bicep was an awesome idea.
No, was it Calvin and Hobbes pissing on a
you see that in every
Ford
fucking,
sign or something
yeah,
like
you
that?
See that on every truck. And somewhere out there, Bill Watterson is wanting to shoot himself in the face for...
Yeah.
For creating that character and having it over.
Like, no, I don't think he would be shooting himself for creating the character.
No, but like, you know, for having it out there and on trucks, you know, that also sport truck nuts and no fear stickers.
Yeah. No fear, really? Like, is that still...
I don't know if it's still a thing. Maybe I'm making a reference that is like 10 or 15 years old, but tap out. All right, there's something a little bit more...
You know, I think Kelly might become offended because I think that's what he drives.
A truck with truck nuts?
Yeah, you have truck nuts?
I have truck nuts.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually have two pairs. That's how tough my truck is. Four nuts hanging there.
Nice. All right.
And Kelly's favorite brand is No Fear.
How'd you know?
He has like the whole collection of t-shirts.
Well, foot in my mouth.
He only wears them for special occasions.
and opening night.
Yeah.
And also, Eric, I just like to mention that I'm also an MMA coach. And when I'm not involved in the theater, I'm making sure that my guys are fighting.
What's MMA?
Mixed martial arts. Oh. It's like ultimate fighting.
No, screw MMA. Professional wrestling is where it's at.
Nice.
Actually, I think last time I was on, we talked about professional wrestling a bit.
Yeah, like so the old ones.
I'll avoid the subject.
No, I have no problem getting into like the my favorite period of wrestling, the late 80s.
Okay, I have a question. Oh, yeah. Do you think like those dudes probably wax, hey?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Like everything. Because when they get picked up with their like hand in between their legs or whatever, there's no hair bursting out of their crotch.
No.
So they get...
They must.
Either wax or they shave.
Yeah.
And this...
It's kind of gross.
Hey, if it gives you a competitive advantage... By not having extra hairs that a guy can grab onto, then so be it. You know, if it allows you to wax your body so you're more slippery to your opponent and he can't grab a hold of your body so he can give you a body slam. That's thinking,
it's
Rochelle.
It's all about getting the advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to mention it makes it aerodynamic when you jump off the top rope.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do a flying elbow drop.
And they're all like overly tanned.
All the time.
Orange.
Have you ever heard of backyard wrestling?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's. I've watched a series of these videos on YouTube, and I guess it's a sort of a popular sort of variation on like the professional wrestling. I guess it happens a lot in like Middle America, right? A lot of these kids are kind of bored. They
Middle America,
like you know, like the like Mid America, like Midwest type area.
Can you just say North America?
Well, I'm speaking of the states specifically, right?
Why don't you just say the states then?
Sure. In some parts of the states, these kids will they'll drag out mattresses, throw some 2x4s on them, and then they'll actually will wrestle. And like a lot of the time, they'll just hurt the hell out of each other.
Oh yeah, I've seen some of that, like the stupider ones who were like jump off their mom's roof.
Oh yeah,
try to drive a guy.
Oh, I think
table
I've seen
and,
that.
Like,
yeah,
land on a collarbone. And,
yeah,
pretty gross.
That's dumb.
This is what happens when you go down the YouTube rabbit hole. Eventually, you end up Yeah, usually you either end up at one teenager daring his other teenage friend to kick him in the crotch, and then them both laughing when he does. This happens. I've watched so many videos of teenagers kicking each other in the crotch.
Did you ever do that? Why would you do that? Why would you dare your friend to kick you in the crotch?
Because they've watched like Jackass, and they think that it's funny.
But don't they know?
And I like Jackass.
They know it hurts, right?
Oh yeah, but pain is funny sometimes, especially when it's on YouTube, and they can watch it over and over again. Oh, remember that time I kicked Jimmy in the crotch? Let's watch it again.
And especially if it involves the groinal region.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that one YouTube video we watched, and it was a friend shooting the other person in the mouth with a paintball gun.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
At close range.
Disgusting. No, like he had the gun right in his friend's mouth, friend's mouth. And he shot it, and instantly his friend was like puking.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know. Those things have a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
That would hurt.
That'd tear up your mouth. That would definitely
rip your throat, you'd think.
It's so dumb. I don't know. Jackass is probably a really bad influence on kids, even though it has a huge disclaimer saying don't do this.
And even though I've seen like all three movies and I laugh every fucking time.
Me too.
Yeah, but would you do anything on there?
No, because these guys, they know what they're doing and it seems like.
But as a kid, and you know, you're freaking bored.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching Jackass. You're like, this is fucking hilarious. Let's try and do some of this shit.
Yeah, but I was.
Oh,
yeah.
I think
it's called Darwinism.
Yeah, because I remember, like, when I was a kid, I can't remember how I got this idea, but there was this shed in my parents' backyard. And I think I was watching like a nature documentary or something, and I saw like something about like a flying squirrel, right? How they would extend their arms and their legs, and they'd have this extra bit of skin which would help them glide, right? So I got this idea in my mind that, you know, and this actually goes back to the idea of sweatpants, right? Is because I was wearing like my sweatpant outfit with like the cuffed collar, right?
Yeah, you tied like a sheet or something.
Yeah, like I took like a blanket and I tucked it into like the cuffs on my wrists and on my ankles. And then like I got to the top of this shed, right? And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to fly just like those fucking squirrels. I was five, right? or five or six. I was very young, not very bright apparently. So I go and I jump off. I jump and immediately like the wind just whips this blanket out and I just do like a face plant right into the grass. And that's how I turned out the way I turned out. Just like that. Yep. Well, I think we should wrap the show up. I think we're at that point. You think?
Sure.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to say, Kelly?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, like we mentioned before, the submission deadline for the Ignite Festival.
Yep.
Is January 5th, 2012. Ignite features new works of theater, dance, music, and visual art. The festival offers emerging artists, professional artists, the opportunity to work together alongside local industry professionals to rehearse, shape, and present new works for a lively festival audience. Artists experience many training/learning opportunities, from mentorship to
dramaturgy.
Thank you.
Doing robot voice.
Dramaturgical services, workshops, and networking.
SageTheater.com.
Yep. And also, if you're on Twitter, they are at SageYYC. We're also on Twitter. Myself, I'm at Eric Tap Tap. Tip Rochelle's at Rochelle Ime.
I think I'm going to delete my Twitter because I never go on it.
Don't delete it.
Why?
Just keep it around.
I never do anything.
I mention you all the time on Twitter.
I know, but that's why I want to delete it, because people are going to be like, I'm going to follow her, and then I never write anything.
Whatever. Stay in the thing. What else? We have a show. If you like the show.
We have t-shirts.
Yeah, let your friends know.
Guess what makes a really good Christmas gift?
Holy shit.
Tip Top Tip t-shirts.
That's right.
Our Sage Theater t-shirts, too.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones are pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell your backyard wrestling opponents. Check out the show, tiptaptip.com. Right?
Why would you say check out the show? We just did the show and people are obviously listening to it. It doesn't make any sense.
So if you're driving a car, your friend's playing it, and you go, what is this thing you're playing? I don't know. Now we just told them. Now they can check it out.
Okay.
Thinking. Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And I'm Kelly.
Bye.
Bye.